matters. They're just Philistine devils. They have no right in your promised land. But the longer you let them stay there, the power more powerful it looks like they become. And the longer Saul allowed them, the weaker and more frail he became. But remember, Goliath had no right. Goliath had no authority in the kingdom of God's word. You see, it was only the only power that Goliath had, the only power that these demon spirits have in the kingdom of God is your right to let them stay there. Do you realize that? If you don't let them stay there, they won't be there anymore. Amen. Why do we fear cancer? Why do we fear these things? The Spirit of God is here. The kingdom of His word is being made spirit and life. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We don't have to put up with these Philistine giants. But if you let them stay there, they're going to stay. But if you don't give in, if you don't surrender, then he has nothing. He has no authority. Oh, my brother, my sister, take it down to your own home address. You're concerned about your children. You're concerned about your young people, your relatives. Look at Saul. He was, as a carnal king, he was unable to even deliver the children of Israel. But oh, look within, my brother, my sister. Don't look at the carnal kingdom of Saul. Look to the inside of the inside. Look to that little beloved son, David, who also was anointed king. In the midst of your soul, beyond all appearance, beyond all reasoning, beyond all emotion, look to the kingdom of God in the third realm. Because faith is the sixth sense. That's where your faith lies. It's that subconscious faith down on the inside. That's where the kingdom of God will be made alive. Beyond all reasoning, beyond all human ability. You see, a kingdom does not come into effect until the king takes his position. And that king is waiting to be crowned by you. He's waiting for you to surrender up the throne of your heart. If you're needing something tonight, if you are facing the challenge of some Goliath devil, some Philistine devil tonight, and you haven't got the power, oh, let the King of Kings come in tonight. Let the Lord of Glory, who's a mighty man of war, come and drive out these devils from your kingdom. You have been reserved. You have been given, you've been promised the kingdom of His word to be made alive in you. That's what no other age could do, no other denomination could do, is to make this Christ alive in this day. Because we have received a kingdom that cannot be moved. And so when this David, who also was anointed king, this one who had a heart after God's own heart, when he came on the scene, he said, step aside, King Saul. Step aside, you carnality. Step aside, reasonings. Step aside, natural abilities. Now the king is here on the scene. Amen, a man after God's own heart. You Philistine devil, I'll have your head tonight. Glory to God. The king is here to deliver tonight. You believe that? Confess it. Let it become alive in you tonight. You don't need no prayer line tonight. You don't need nobody to lay hands on you because the king is here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another king was on the scene. Another nation had arrived. A nation with power, a holy nation, a royal priesthood that knew how to take God at His word. That's what the attraction is. One who knew the power of God. One who killed the lion. One who had killed the bear. Amen. That was the one who had arrived. Oh, my brother, my sister, if all you have tonight is that faith in that carnal realm, that intellectual realm, just hold it. Hold it there until it drops down. Drops down into the sixth sense. Drops down in this other realm. Because you see, David had come. Christ is here. By the preaching of the word, by the anointing of His Spirit, He's here to make that alive in your own heart. You may come time after time. You may come to church service after service, holding that need in your heart, holding that faith, just though it be maybe intellectual faith, you keep holding it there. You keep coming to the house of God, the house of deliverance, and I'll guarantee you that by the foolishness of preaching, that preaching of the word of God will bring a faith that will anoint the King of Kings in your heart. Oh my. David came and proved that the king was in the camp. You see, another king, another kingdom was coming to power. to prove that that temporal kingdom could not deliver. This temporal kingdom doesn't have any hold on you, my brother, my sister. No devil, no cancer. You hear me tonight? Nothing in this natural realm. It all has to be brought subject to the kingdom of God's word. There's another kingdom here to prove that you are invincible, to prove you are that super race, to prove that you are a people to make God's word alive in this hour. Oh my. See, I'm speaking about this kingdom within the kingdom of our carnal reasonings and understandings. Oh, God, help us with our intellect and our reasonings to get it out of the way. Let just faith move through us. Oh, my, I believe that that's why his word came to anoint us, to give us faith for even greater things. We've got a promise. This bride is a promise of a last great show of strength and power. I'll guarantee you it's going to start by making this word alive. We've got to get the ABCs in line first. We get the life of Christ living out, pulsating out through us, so that when people look at you, they're looking at Jesus Christ. We get that in order. And then these other signs will follow them that believe. Oh, my. You know, we're in a battle of kingdoms. You see, our flesh belongs to that carnal kingdom of Saul tonight. It may stand head and shoulders above the rest. That is a kingdom of our own strength. But there's that other kingdom on the inside, and that's where the great battle lies tonight. Did you ever notice that in that valley where that battle was being fought, when Goliath was uttering his challenges, his lying threats, did you ever realize that the greatest battle that day was not just between Goliath and Israel? It was between Saul and David. That's where the real battle was. You see, that was where the battle was between the carnality and the spiritual kingdom. That's where the greatest battle takes place. And we see a continuation of this battle down through the ages between the carnal and between the spiritual. Because the carnal king Saul was ultimately trying to destroy the influence of this righteous king. He was trying to do away with David's kingdom. Why? Because he was jealous. He started with rumors. And we see how that Saul's kingdom, as carnal as it was, you know how it is when somebody gets carnal, when they get out of the victory, they start accusing the spiritual brethren. They start hurling accusations, false as it may be, half-truths, trying to tear down, trying to erode, trying to discredit, trying to decimate, trying to kill the influence of the spiritual. And that's what Saul was doing at that time. The backsliders in heart, they attack anyone spiritual instead of Saul admitting that he lost his kingdom. He tried to save it by politics and by lies. And that's the way it is with the devil, still trying to kill the influence of the spiritual king. The battle between the carnal and the spiritual. You see how carnal Saul finally got. Instead of doing what they should do, instead of people who maybe are losing the victory, instead of going to the prayer meetings, instead of calling for people to help them and pray through with them and have them get back into the victory, what do? They go out into the world. And we see how the carnal kingdom of Saul ended up, how spiritually bankrupt he was, how that he went out into the world to seek a spirit, seek a witch, to be able to get the spiritual direction, consulting a familiar spirit. Oh my, this great battle between the carnal and the spiritual. But I want to take you back to Samuel, how that the prophet was identifying the king that was in the midst in the house of God's bread. How that the prophet was the one who identified Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. It was John the Baptist that identified him. And you see, this message is identified and restored the kingdom of his word in this day. That prophet's message was to us, restore us to the preeminences. Restore us to the preeminences of his word. to bring us to a point of being able to identify that the kingdom of his word was here in our midst, that a greater than Solomon was here now amongst us. It was Samuel the prophet that I was identifying David. And we notice as we follow the life of David that as that king was coming to maturity, I want you to notice here how that as he was growing and maturing in his kingdom and his rightful place, how that we see that there was even a greater kingdom in the midst of David himself. You see, David's reign was a reign of power, a reign of deliverance. We've seen a great outpouring of the Spirit of God and Elijah this day and the prophet of this day. We've seen the kingdom of God come again with power. Have we not? Have the dead been raised? Have the blind seen? Have the deaf heard? Amen. It was the kingdom of power that was restored in our hour. Restoring the preeminences of Jesus Christ. Driving out the devils of cancer. Driving out the devils of insanity and blindness and darkness. So we see that David's kingship, his kingdom reign was a reign of power and deliverance. He was driving out enemies. His was a kingdom of war, not of peace. You see, the ministry of the Lord in this day was a Lord that was mighty in battle. You see, we read in the scriptures how that there's a time of war, there's also a time of peace. And we know that as those seals were breaking out, were opening up, as they were being loosed, the seal started with a trumpet and a mystery, and then a war broke forth, a spiritual war. It was the King of Kings, a mighty man of war on the scene again. And then a plague would drop. But you see, I want you to notice that in the midst of this kingdom, a power of deliverance of like the kingdom of David, we see another kingdom that could be found in David. Because we read, the prophet said that God's kingdom was established in righteousness and peace and life. See, after the plagues, after the wars, after the trumpets, then there come a reign of peace. We know that yet there's still roars and rumors of wars out there. We know that David's kingdom was a kingdom of deliverance. And the same thing with the prophet's ministry in this hour, because he was restoring the king to his word. He was restoring that promised land back to Abraham. Abraham's children. But you see, in the loins of King David and in the genes of this message, this kingdom of deliverance, there was another kingdom, my brother, my sister. Because you see, in David's loins was another son that was going to rise up to power. He was going to be a king of peace. He was going to rule and reign where there was going to be no more war. And you see, my brother, my sister, after that spiritual war breaks forth, after you've come to the opening of the seals in your own life, what do you enter into? You get in behind the veil. And what do you hear? Oh, it's a message of shalom, my bride. It's a message of peace. A reign of peace and power. A reign of great wisdom and discernment that was going to follow David's kingdom, that would even outshine his own kingdom. See, we've got to look at what's left for the bride after the seals. We know that we're entering into our seventh seal rest. We know that we're entering into a reign of peace when we're coming in behind that veil, when we're locked into the inner presence. And so as we look at what happened to Abraham after the battle, after the war, it was the King of Peace that came and served him communion. It was Melchizedek himself that came and offered him a time of rest after his battle. And so you see, the message not only identified that the king was in our midst, the message not only brought to us a ministry, a kingdom of deliverance and power, but the same message was speaking forth a bride into existence, my brother, my sister. And when we look at the reign of David, as we look at the king himself as he was coming into maturity and coming into power, he was looking for a queen. He was looking for a bride that was going to receive his seed. And so we see a great mystery how that David, when he was out on his courtyard, he was looking for a bride. He was looking at a queen. He was looking at Bathsheba. And even though he saw her, and even though she had another husband, Uriah, we see that this husband was not her rightfully intended husband, because she had a promise. She had a part to play to receive the king's seed. Amen. And so you see, my brother, my sister, here is where, when we saw this kingdom coming in power, the message might have called you when you had another husband. You might have had another denominational man that was refusing to obey the king and his word in this hour. You might have had a husband that refused to obey the king's word, that was stubborn, as sincere as they might have been. He had to be removed out of the way. Oh, what a picture of God's grace and mercy beyond our understanding. Because you see, without David, there could be no Bathsheba. Without the message, there could be no bride. And without the king and the queen, there could be no son, no reign of peace in this hour. Oh, the king, he saw that ravishing beauty, that queen, Bathsheba. He saw the beauty of her character, and I believe tonight that this king was looking down at you and he desired you. He desired you to bring forth his seed, to bring forth his life, to bring forth his word, his seed, and to be made spirit and life in your own life tonight. Oh, and so the King of Kings annulled your first marriage, my brother, my sister. Oh, how thankful I am. Oh, even though we might have been tied up with some other husband, this carnal nature, some other denominational man, the King of Kings himself came and loosed us from that first husband. He justified you. He called you his virgin bride just as though you never done it. In order to loose you to be his own, he called you for his own. He called you to take your rightful place at his side as the queen, to be his beloved one, to be his love, my fair one. Oh, to be the lily of the valley, his dove, his undefiled, to be that glorious church without spot or wrinkle. And so Bathsheba was loosed so that she could be wed to the king himself. Oh, are you thankful tonight that you've been wed to the King of Kings so that you could receive his seed, and that then the son himself could be born of a virgin so that the king's seed could be expressed, the king's seed in you? That's what makes us the queen, my brother, my sister. That's what made her the queen. She received the king's seed. It was only reserved for that queen. And so we see now, as David took Bathsheba, we see that a king was coming from her womb that was going to be a king of peace, one that was even going to outshine the ministry of his father. Oh, my brother, my sister, I say to you tonight that as we are giving expression to the king's seed issuing forth from our life, that there is a greater than Solomon that is here being expressed now. That's what he came for. That's what the word of God was ministered for. That's why this kingdom has come in power. Amen. A greater kingdom than a one-man ministry. Now it's the bride's ministry, a many-membered body, amen, that's bringing forth this same life, this same Lord Jesus Christ. And of this kingdom, there will be no end. Oh, that is why we've entered into this great rest. That is what the mystery, this glorious mystery, the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, my brother, my sister. Amen. Amen. That's the kingdom of his word that has come in this hour. That is the hope of glory. Jesse had a king in his house. David had a king in his midst. You see, the church world, this rule of power, this king, this churchianity world, they had a bride in their midst. And now the bride has a king coming to power, has a king coming to express his life and image through you. And with this scripture, I close, because you see, the Bible says that when he that hath the Son hath life, that's whose life we've received. Amen. I trust that it'll help strengthen you along the way. Amen. Hope it's food that'll carry you through. Amen. Amen. Remember this, we are expressing his life tonight. Amen. Let us bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, oh, we thank you for your mercy and grace to us, Lord. Oh, God, to think where you've called us from. Lord, when we were lost in this world of sin. Oh, God, you saw us when we had that other husband of a carnal nature. But, Lord, we've been loosed from that other husband. That our husband has died in order that we could be united with you. And, Lord, if there's any here tonight that do not know you and this power of your coming kingdom, Lord, that are desiring to have a deliverance of power in their own life, to be able to express, Lord, that they're just desiring a greater release of your spirit and power to make the word alive in their own life. Lord, you know every heart here tonight. Oh, God, you're moving in amongst our midst tonight. You're inspiring faith in our hearts. Lord Jesus, oh, Lord, have thine own way tonight. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word, Lord. Oh, what a lamp unto our path. Lord, I just commit this wonderful group of people, Lord. You're blood bought. You're redeemed. You're elect here in Prince's Town, Lord. I commit them to you. Lord, may they not lean upon their own understanding. Lord, may they not lean upon the carnal reasonings of their own mind, but Lord Jesus, may you rule from the throne of faith within their heart. I commit them to you, commit this message to you now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Brother Mervin. God bless you.
Amen. Could we all stand tonight? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Truly feel blessed? Amen. Amen. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. Amen. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amazing grace. Oh, hallelujah. My song of praise. Oh, it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just how he came to love me so. Just how he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault. Darkness. light where I can clearly see. Shouted from the mountain and the valley. Sing it one more time if you believe it. Amazing Grace shall always be my song of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for your mercies, Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amazing Grace shall always be a song of praise. One of the songwriters looked at Calvary. He said the rugged cross became his throne. His kingdom was men's heart alone. He wrote his love in crimson red and wear a crown upon his head, a crown of thorns. Men look at the kingship from different ways. They knew the cross spelled victory. They knew in the cross something had been given back to man. The powers of the enemy that once reigned had been taken. Paul in Romans 6, he says, sin shall not have dominion over us, seeing that we are not under the law. Something was ruling over us at one time. Something was having dominion. Something was having leadership and insight in us. Everything we do was contrary. Everything we do was negative. But God had plans for us. God had something that was going to come and spoil our power. God knew the way we was living since. The way we try to patch up our life. The way we try to do things to please others. That time we make compromises in different places. God knew that wasn't the life that had been ordained for man. God knew man was man under man that had dominion. Man that had fellowship with God. Man that had eternal life. God watched man losing that. And God knew that hadn't been the end. God knew that wasn't finished for man. Down through the scriptures, God began to bring in types and shadows of men that was expressing what dominion was. God bringing types and shadows to show men that was expressing the kingdom of God. Men that would sit on the throne and have the insight, have power, exercise authority. It was a reflection of a day that would have come. It was an expression of a day that would have come when man would have stand back in the image and likeness of God. Man was going to stand back with dominion, not over this earth, not just this earth alone. Man was going to stand with dominion over this earth. Man was going to rule over his own kingdom. God was going to give us dominion over our seeing, over our tasting, over our hearing. That was going to come back to man since. But in the cross is where the price, the purchase had been made. And Paul and them seeing this great mystery that was unfolding, begin to preach it in different ways. When he said the kingdom of God come in power, it's not just in word only, but it's in power and demonstration. He is seeing man that is receiving back this grace, man that is getting this amazing grace, is receiving power and authority to rule. Under Saul, Saul was a type of the law. Saul was a type of the Pentecostal age. Saul could have only bought Israel so far. You see, Israel that came back in Canaan land supposed to have all things under the foot. But God knew that was to come when David sat on the throne, the eighth son of Jesse. At a certain time, in a certain age, Israel was going to express the dominion that was given way back. Way back in Canaan, they came in. But they make different leagues. Like down through the ages. The church came in. The price had been paid. The king was here. The king showed what the kingdom looked like. But down through the ages, men lost sight. Men lost vision of the objective. But God knew there had to come a day. In the eighth age, the eternal church age, the power was going to be manifested. The dominion was going to be expressed. Then God had 1 year to show us what the dominion looked like. And so this is the time. When the prophet began to see where he had reached in his ministry, he says, sirs, is this something that will bring back a power into the church? This is just more words, so this is a power coming back into the church. Why? When the mystery of the book break open before us, we was going to look and see what a man under the blood is. We was going to see how the power of sin had been spoiled. Sin cannot reign over us no more. We was going to see where healing had been paid for, where deliverance had been paid for, so a man wasn't coming into the kingdom to rely on his own ability. David knew he had been chosen. David knew he had been elected. That is why he was called. David understand properly, this was my ability. This is the amazing grace of God. He looked beyond my faults. He looked beyond me as a little boy, running back in the desert. He
He looked beyond everything that could have disqualified me naturally from coming to the throne. Says that is how God looking at us. That's why the Holy Spirit is saying, because of the age God put you in, God has put you in this age to live defeated. God gave us something to rely on. Remember when the word said bride? God is not saying bride by what you do. God is not saying bride by how you feel. God is saying, I had made you that. It is God that made David king. It is God that gave him the power. Later on in the scripture, I say, and the kingdom of David grew stronger and stronger. But the kingdom of Saul grew weaker and weaker. It wasn't dominion just going to be dropped on him. No. David was going to come into a perfect understanding of what God wanted for him. As he began to grow and express the life that was in him, the kingdom of Saul began to deteriorate. It had been opened to us. The Holy Spirit had called us in the last day, revealed to us what had been done on the cross for us. But since it will take our faith, the more we exercise in what has been given unto us, is the more the dominion, at times you see things show up. At times you see places like, sometimes you want to give up. Sometimes you become frustrated just by not having a proper understanding of what had been done. But the kingdom of God is in power, in demonstration. Jesus is telling them, he said, ask whatsoever you will. If you abide in me, and I in you, ask whatsoever you will. There is power that is allotted to the church. You need deliverance, you need healing. Like we have the prayer request here tonight. What use it would be to pray, and in our hearts we know that what we're going to ask for had been given. It wouldn't be too useful. But knowing tonight that in this age, in this day, when God came down, the Bible says it was the age where he swore by himself, he would do it. He was going to give back to man what man lost. Man was going to have a claim to every redemptive promise. The true kingdom was under Adam. The true kingdom really wasn't the Israelite kingdom yet. The true kingdom was what Adam had. He lived as a God on the earth. He ruled. He had dominion over the earth. The prophet said he could have said to this tree, go here. He could have said to this, come here. He had dominion over everything. Then that dominion had been brought back. But then God gave man dominion first over his 16 elements. Give man dominion over his seeing, his tasting. Give man dominion over his human spirit. Inside of you, you beginning to see a kingdom. Something becoming stronger. What is happening? The king is coming to his throne. Christ himself is coming to rule in his bride. This is the age where the world will see Christ in bride form. The king himself would be in bride form. Then says, you think of the day that we are living in. The Holy Spirit just taking the scripture, going back in the Old Testament. That's a normal story we know. But showing how the kingdom come in power. The way it come in power. It's not just a man giving dominion, no. It is a man that have faith. And is striving to do all that he would have said. Could you all bow heads and close eyes tonight? Brother Errol, daughter Jillian George, requests prayer for an attack of asthma. We bow our hearts tonight. We might stand in God's presence with special requests, special needs. Know that the kingdom is not in word only. It's not just preaching, preaching, preaching. No. The word had been promised to manifest itself. The more we could believe is the more of God we could see. The more we could expect is the more of God we could see live among us. As we approach the throne of grace with this prayer request, just want to encourage you to have faith and believe. You that might have special requests, your heart may be coming in the house of God, sat, listen attentively. There is nothing that you cannot do. We bow our hearts. Gracious and eternal God, Father, how thankful we are, Lord, for your amazing grace, Lord. Lord, it shall forever be a song of praise.
when we think of what you have done for us, Father. Morning by morning, Lord, you give unto us new understanding, Lord. Not just new understanding, Lord, but greater enlightenment, Father, of what had already been done for us, Father. Just to encourage the souls of your weary son and daughters, Father. Just to keep us pressing on, Lord. Just to keep us, oh God, taking the kingdom by violence, Father. How thankful we are, Lord, to be partakers of this grace, Lord. How thankful we are, Lord, to be partakers, Lord, of this dominion, Father. Well, Lord, we could see, Father, the things that we were once held in, Father, the bondage that we were once trapped in, is weakened tonight, Lord. We could look back in our life, Lord, and see, Father, where the power of sin had been spoiled, Lord. How in our hearts, Lord, we feel grateful, Father. We want to say thanks and praise be unto you, Lord. Father, when we see these things, Lord, we realize there is nothing too hard for you to do, Lord. There is nothing, Lord, that you would not do unto us, Father, that we could ask, Father. You would do, Lord, above that we could ask or think, Lord. Tonight, Father, we bow our hearts in your presence. Lord, our one and true desire, Lord, is to bring our soul totally, Lord, in submission unto you, Father. Where your life, Lord, could rule through us, Father. Where you could live in us, Lord. Where you could see with our eyes, Father. Where you could speak with our lips. Where you could use our hand, Lord. Where you could use our minds, Father. Where we could become prisoners, Lord, and to your leadership, Lord. Here we come before your throne of grace. Lord, bringing Jillian George before you tonight, Lord. Father, your daughter that the enemy had afflicted, Lord. This asthmatic condition, Lord, want to rule over a natural body, Father. Lord, want to bring her to a place of discomfort, Lord. Lord, we know if the enemy get a chance, he'd want to bring her to a premature grave, Father. But here we stand in your presence, Lord, looking to that place where you died, Lord. Looking, Lord, to that place, Lord, where the power of the enemy had been spoiled, Father. Where victory had been given back into our hands, Lord. Tonight we bow our hearts. Looking towards Calvary, Lord. Lord, we come making this request known before you, Lord. We come asking, oh God, that your grace and your love and your mercy, Lord, would, Father, go forth to the home of our brother Errol George, Lord. If his daughter isn't here tonight, Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit, Lord, the one that bought the prize, Father, the one that had given us the victory. Even now, Lord, we send forth a word of healing unto our little sister, Father. Asking, oh God, that Satan even now will take his filthy hands off your daughter for your honor and glory, Lord. Father, just as his son has brought back the request, Lord, how we pray that your daughter, Father, would bring back the request into your house, testifying of your healing grace, testifying of your mercy that had been extended unto her. Lord, and the believing children, Lord, that stand in your presence even now, Lord, looking to you, Father, you know every need. You know our desire, Lord. Father, when your word would shine light like this, Father, into our souls, Lord, when we begin to see what you had made us, Lord. When we begin to see how you want us to live, Father. The victory that you had given, Lord. The power that you had given back to the church, Lord. How in our souls, Lord, we want to yield ourselves unto you, Father. We want to submit ourselves unto you, Lord, that you would have your own way through us, Lord. You would have the total preeminence in our lives, Father. We look to you even now, Lord, asking, Father, that your children that have been in your presence, sitting under the effects of your word, Lord, hearing, Father, your Holy Spirit, ministering, Lord, grace in our souls. How, Lord, as we go on our way, Lord, our desire, Father, is to go not just pondering these things, Lord, but feeding upon them, Lord. Lord, to go forth, Father, dancing the victor's dance, Lord. To go forth, Lord, marching the victor's march, Lord. Not waiting to see something in our lives, Lord, but even now expressing the faith that had been ministered unto us, Lord. Expressing, oh God, the grace that had been shown, Lord. How in our hearts, Lord, we want to lift our hands, Lord, and say praise and thanks and glory and honor be unto you, Lord. Lord, for your mercy that had been extended unto us, Lord. Day after day, Lord, you keep speaking to our souls, Lord. You keep pushing us up, Father, into your image, Lord. Making us more like you, Father. Giving us a new heart, giving us a new spirit, giving us a new mind. How our prayer, Lord, is that your Holy Spirit would continue, Father. Lord, to use your brother mightily, Lord. Continue, God, to take him under your wings, Lord. Continue, God, to shelter him, Father, beneath your arms.
Continue to give him, Lord, life-giving and prevailing revelation, Lord. Wheresoever you'll have him to go, Father, how we pray, oh God, that you'd use him, Father, like one of the arrows in your quiver. Strengthen his dear wife that stand at the side, Lord, knowing, Lord, tonight had been his last service. In this country, dear God, no doubt, Father, in his heart, coming to the desk, he asks for the leadership of your Holy Spirit. Here, Father, in his heart, Lord, no doubt, Father, he could feel pleased, Lord. He could feel encouraged, Lord. Knowing, Lord, that he had been used to encourage your people. How grateful we are, Lord, when you would cause your servants to pass away, Lord. They that would come with the gospel, Father, bringing the gospel of glad tidings, Lord, bringing peace to our souls. How thankful we are, Lord. Lord, we want to say thanks be unto you, Lord. Blessings and honor and glory. Father, as they would go on their journey, Father, tomorrow, please, God, how we ask, oh God, that your Holy Spirit would continue with them, Father. Wheresoever they go, Lord, may, Lord, that beauty of their life, the beauty of Jesus Christ, be seen through them, Father. Lord, as they go to spend the remaining portion of his holiday, how we pray that you would cause some thirsty soul to see a fountain that is filled with life. A fountain of your water of life that is flowing freely. We look to you, Lord, asking these things, the thanksgiving. Receive our praise, Lord. Receive our prayer. Receive us as we go on our way, Father. Lead and guide us along the busy roads. Many, Father, have to travel way back to Port of Spain. We ask that you would be with them, Father. Lord, as we go forth from this place, Lord, we know that our heart has burned within us as you spoke to us your words of life. How we want to go whole in them, Lord. Take us safely to our home is our prayer. In Jesus' name, we pray and ask it with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Turn around, greet your brother and sister. Say, God bless you. Kick him down, have the devil on the run. Son of God must not be trodden down, so kick that mamba down. Arise and shine, King Theophany had come. Let's hold to his unchanging hand. Ooh, kick him down, have the devil on the run. Son of God must not be trodden down. Kick him down, have the devil on the run. Son of God must not be trodden down, so kick that. Arise and shine, arise and shine. Kick the orphanage, let's lose his unchanging hand. Praise the Lord, praise his name. Don't let the devil shake your confidence. Nor in your heart despair. Don't you hate your brother? That's the root of bitter. We got to walk in the way. In the way of holiness. Maybe seated tonight. Oh, a son of God must not be trodden down. Kick him, kick him down. Have the devil on the run. A son of God must not be trodden down. Cover your face, cover your feet. Reverence and humility. Let's go into action with God-given ability. Stand flat footed in your trial, though they may sometimes. Always remember, Lord Jesus, on the day. Remember every day.
Remember every day. Have the broken on this day. It's an act of love. Follow that love. That's no I doubt. That's no I doubt.
Conquered by tradition.
Go in this field
like Joshua and Caleb. Going to take that land. But brother, it won't be easy. It's not the flowery bread of thee. Remember that old devil.
We'll bring.
Don't let your heart be blue.
Go wondering what you're gonna do.
We're on the 7 feet.
Unconquered by tradition, unconquered by tradition, in this day we stand, in by Joshua and Caleb. Oh, we are going to take that land, but brother, it won't be easy. It's not a flowery bed of ease. Remember that old devil will bring on trouble. Oh, don't let him have you bloom. Don't let him wondering what you're gonna do. Oh, we are not 7 feet. We are not seven, so we'll just speak. We'll just speak. Oh, we'll just
speak. Oh, kick him down.
On the run. Son of God must not be trodden down.
So kick him down. Have the devil on.
Oh,
Son of God must not be trodden down. So kick that man, oh kick him down, kick him down, kick him down. Of the devil, Son of God must not be trodden down. So kick that, oh kick him down. Of the devil, Son of God must not be trodden down. So kick that mamba down. So kick that mamba down.
Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. As we go, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. But in all thy ways,
oh, acknowledge him.
And he shall. Trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to my own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.